Surah Al-Imran, verses 21 to 30.
على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We are looking inshallah at ruku number 3 of Surah Al Imran on page 71 beginning at ayah 21. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين يكفرون بآيات الله ويقتلون النبيين بغير حق ويقتلون الذين يأمرون بالقسط من الناس فبشرهم بعذاب أليم. As we remember in this surah, a majority of it Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses the debate of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with a Christian delegation from Najran. So the people who have been given the book before us, the Ahlul Kitab, they reject the Qur'an, but the Qur'an has been foretold in their scriptures. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks specifically about the traits of the Yahud, ayah 21. Alladhina yakfuruna biayatillah, those who reject Allah's ayat. Wa yaqtuluna an-nabiyyina bighayri haqq, number 2, who unjustly slay the prophets of Allah. Number 3, وَيَقْتُلُونَ الَّذِينَ يَأْمُرُونَ بِالْقِسْطِ مِنَ النَّاسِ, and who kill those who enjoin justice amongst people. فَبَشِّرْهُمْ بِعَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ, give them a warning of a woeful punishment. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ حَبِطَتْ أَعْمَالُهُمْ, they are the ones whose deeds will mean nothing in this world and in the hereafter. Whatever good the kuffar, these kuffar do, it has no value, no reward. وَمَا لَهُمْ مِنْ نَاصِرِينَ, and they will have no one to turn to for help. Those who are in conflict with the Qur'an, knowingly, intentionally, the Ahlul Kitab especially, they are people of knowledge and a people of a scripture, and they are against the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's warning for them. Ayah 23. أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا نَصِيبًا مِنَ الْكِتَابِ, have you not seen those who have been given a portion of the scripture? يُدْعَوْنَ إِلَىٰ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ لِيَحْكُمَ بَيْنَهُمْ, when they are called to the book of Allah to pass judgment between them. ثُمَّ يَتَوَلَّى فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُمْ وَهُمْ مُعْرِضُونَ, then a group of them turns away, being completely averse to it. Why? They say, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَالُوا لَن تَمَسَّنَ النَّارِ. This is one of the false beliefs, false hopes of the Yahud. They say, they do so because they say, لَن تَمَسَّنَ النَّارُ إِلَّا أَيَّامًا مَعْدُودَاتٍ, the fire of hell will not touch us but for a limited number of days. They say, we are the chosen ones of Allah, and if we have to go to hell, it will be for a short period of time. وَغَرَّهُمْ فِي دِينِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا يَفْتَرُونَ, and the false hopes which they have invented in their religion has kept them in deception about the reality. فَكَيْفَ إِذَا جَمَعْنَاهُمْ لِيَوْمٍ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ, how will they fare when we gather all of them together on the day which is sure to come? لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ وَوُفِّيَتْ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَّا كَسَبَتْ وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ, when every human being would be requited in full for what they have done, and they will not be oppressed in the least. قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ, so they were opposing the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent this deen to prevail over all other deens. And even though the Muslims were very few in number in the beginning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds them, Allah is Malikul Mulk. Look at how in Badr, we have done the ayah very recently, a small group prevailed over a majority. قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ, say, O Allah, possessor of kingdom and supreme sovereignty. تُؤْتِ الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ, you bestow sovereignty to whom you will, and take it away from whom you wish. وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ, you exalt whom you will and abase whom you will. بِيَدِكَ الْخَيْرِ, all goodness is in your control and dispensed by you. إِنَّكَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ, you have the power to do anything. تُولِجُ اللَّيْلَ فِي النَّهَارِ, you merge the night into day. وَتُولِجُ النَّهَارَ فِي اللَّيْلِ, and you merge the day into night, the change of seasons. وَتُخْرِجُ الْحَيَّ مِنَ الْمَيِّتِ وَتُخْرِجُ الْمَيِّتَ مِنَ الْحَيِّ, you bring forth the living from the lifeless and the lifeless from the living. From a hen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives an egg. From the egg which is lifeless, for example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes out a living creature. وَتَرْزُقُ مَن تَشَاءُ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ You bestow without measure to whom you will. Now the last part of this ruku, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about relationships with the kuffar, which are of three types, and they are mentioned in the note, you can read it. But these kuffar, who are your enemies, the enemies of Allah, the enemies of His Rasul, of all His Rusul, the enemies of His kitabs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَا يَتَّخِذِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الْكَافِرِينَ أَوْلِيَاءَ مِن دُونِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ Let not the believers ever take disbelievers as their friends, allies, to the exclusion of believers. وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكُ Whoever does so, فَلَيْسَ مِنَ اللَّهِ فِي شَيْءٍ Maintains no genuine relationship or friendship with Allah. إِلَّا أَن تَتَّقُوا مِنْهُمْ تُقَى When can you show friendship to them, true friendship? Except in the case where you pretend to do so as a preventative measure to save yourself from grievous harm from them. وَيُحَذِّرُكُمُ اللَّهُ نَفْسَهُ And Allah warns you to fear His being. وَإِلَى اللَّهِ الْمَصِيرُ And to Allah is your ultimate return. يَوْمَ تَجِدُ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا عَمِلَتْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ مُحْضَرًا وَمَا عَمِلَتْ مِنْ سُوءٍ تَوَدُّ لَوْ أَنَّ بَيْنَهَا وَبَيْنَهُ أَمَدًا بَعِيدًا وَيُحَذِّرُكُمُ اللَّهُ نَفْسَهُ وَاللَّهُ رَؤُوفٌ بِالْعِبَادِ Ayah 29 and 30, قُلْ إِن تُخْفُوا مَا فِي صُدُورِكُمْ Proclaim to them, whether you conceal whatever is in your hearts or reveal it, Allah knows it all, and He knows everything in the heavens and in the earth, and Allah has power over all things. يَوْمَ تَجِدُ On that day when each soul will be faced with whatever good it has done and whatever bad it has done, then it would wish that there was an indefinite span of time between itself and that awful day. وَيُحَذِّرُكُمُ اللَّهُ نَفْسَ And Allah warns you to fear His being. وَاللَّهُ رَؤُوفٌ بِالْعِبَادِ And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is intensely compassionate to His servants. Inshallah, we make tilawat of this ruku. أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ إن الذين يكفرون بآيات الله ويقتلون النبيين بغير حق ويقتلون الذين يأمرون بالقسط من الناس فبشرهم بعذاب أليم أولئك الذين حبطت أعمالهم في الدنيا والآخرة وما لهم من ناصرين ألم تر إلى الذين أوتوا نصيبا من الكتاب يدعون إلى كتاب الله ليحكم بينهم ثم يتولى فريق منهم وهم معرضون ذلك بأنهم قالوا لن تمسنا النار إلا أياما معدودات وغرهم في دينهم ما كانوا يفترون فكيف إذا جمعناهم ليوم لا ريب فيه ووفيت كل نفس ما كسبت وهم لا يظلمون قل اللهم مالك الملك تؤتي الملك من تشاء وتعز من تشاء وتنزع الملك ممن تشاء وتعز من تشاء وتذل من تشاء بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير تولج الليل في النهار وتولج النهار في الليل وتخرج الحي من الميت وتخرج الميت من الحي وترزق من تشاء بغير حساب لا يتخذ المؤمنون الكافرين أولياء من دون المؤمنين ومن يفعل ذلك فليس من الله في شيء إلا أن تتقوا منهم تقاه ويحذركم الله نفسه وإلى الله المصير قل إن تخفوا ما في صدوركم أو تبدوه يعلمه الله ويعلم ما في السماوات وما في الأرض والله على كل شيء قدير يوم تجد كل نفس ما عملت من خير محضرا وما عملت من سوء تود لو أن بينها وبينه أمدا بعيدا ويحذركم الله نفسه والله رؤوف بالعباد آمنت بالله صدق الله مولانا العظيم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك جزاكم الله خيرا